All right, takeaway time. Tim, take us away with takeaways.
Well, we started with what does it mean that data should speak your language? And you said that you've been working in data for 19 years and you've seen time and time again that there's this gap between the users of data and the data that they're actually being offered. And it doesn't speak the business language. Data doesn't speak the business language, and it doesn't certainly speak AI, right? And that's the center really of what we see as the big challenge happening in the world right now around kind of this gap between this marvelous AI that has been created that can, you know, tell you exactly how to fix your house and how to buy the right HVAC. And, you know, I know I'm using AI every day now, but for some reason we can't use it in our business in an effective way on things that require business context and business knowledge, right? So you also said at what level is it going to operate? Is it going to be at a personal level? And you said it's probably at the organizational level, for example, and you give some examples like data product, ontology, KPIs, measurements, processes, right? These are especially the kinds of things that we need to really get alignment so that the data, that you don't have to twist your logic to meet the data is speaking your language. You mentioned that, how do we achieve shared understanding? You have knowledge about all these words and definitions, and it has to be aggregated and collected and defined and managed and kept up to date. Somehow we've gotten here without doing this properly, but now AI is forcing urgency, and we have to start with the context. And you talked about modeling, physical, logical, conceptual model. You can't skip these steps. You actually need to do these things in some form or fashion. Juan asked, are people actually rolling up their sleeves to do this? Or are we still in a talking phase around it? You said there's a consensus that this should be done. But on the other hand, it reminds you of like ERP projects and things like that, where someone asks, hey, what kind of analytics do you want? And they say, no, we can't worry about that right now. We have to focus on just getting the project across the finish line, right? The same thing is happening with semantics, and we can't. We have to bring it to a first level focus. Juan, what were your big takeaways?
Yeah, so from there, we talked a lot about like the shift left, right? If information is scattered in those 50 systems, the meaning has become too scattered. So the idea of if you shift left, then you can actually ensure that those definitions are done correctly. Then AI can actually help you verify you're doing it right. But it goes back to like we talked about with like whole incentives and stuff like that. To be able to go to people, this is what you should be doing from the beginning. So the question is, how do you actually get started? So I love that we got very specific. So you said two things. One, not all data is created equal, but we treat it as if it was. That's a great t-shirt right there. And second, if you want to find the core things that are important, you should start with that modeling and the ontology approach, right? Use those. And also you said about making it machine readable. So what's in other words, let's identify what the data is and then the most important data, and then let's go model that. And like, that's the core things. That's how you should start. Then the question is, how do we identify the most important data? You gave great kind of points. What is your master data? Because usually the most important data. What are the KPIs that are driving your business? What data is needed for that? What operational data is being used to drive what type of actions? So basically, what are the business processes, the workflows that I go through? Follow your customer data, right? So understand how the customer data flows to the organization. Understand what are the most heavily used reports and dashboards, because then you can then backtrack from there and figure out what is the most important data. So those are all the techniques identifying your most important data. We talked a little bit about like, what is this possible future, right? There's all these articles coming up, and Joe wrote an article today and he said data engineers won't be needed because they don't understand the business, right? That's a possible imagine in the future. And therefore, if you don't understand the business, you can't talk to AI about this stuff very well. So is the data community really understanding that they need to be business oriented enough? And I really love how you guys are creating this community, like the Helsinki Data Week, led by people who are data leaders and who are business savvy around that. So we talk about you need the business to own the data and the governance for it to be embedded, not invasive, and collaborative. If the metadata is good, then you can shift left. Data governance does do the defining of the words, right? All the semantics, but separated by domain. Metadata is key to governing AI agents through metadata and control of meanings and access to sources. Agents can do things, which means that governance is broader for the agents than it is just for data. And then we close with this great kind of thought idea is when you hire a human and you onboard them, right? You have a whole process to go do that. But what do you do for agents? What do? You just say, hey, here's my wiki and here's my data, go figure it out. That's actually, you would not do that with a human. And this is why the whole context, metadata, semantics, ontology is going to be so crucial. How did we do? What did we miss? Anything else?
No, I was thinking that that's a pretty good 1 hour shift in the middle of the night.
So. We accomplished a lot here. Yeah.